For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to a new episode of Coexisting, a special Sunday edition of Coexisting on this Sunday, March 23rd. Hope everyone is doing well. We are usually here on Fridays, but something came up and we had to postpone the show for a few days, but we are glad you are here and we are glad to be here. But as we start every show, Maggie, how are you?
I'm good. It's Sunday. It's so weird. A rare Sunday episode of Coexisting. If I'm not mistaken, this is our second Sunday ever that we've had a show. The first one was last year after the Rumble.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, because before our episode, before the Rumble last year, you know, the Vince stuff came out and neither of us wanted to talk about wrestling. And we did the show after the Rumble and it was a really nice episode. But we're here now. It's been a week. It has been a week. And if not wrestling wise, we had two sold out concerts in the bar in a row. And if that wasn't enough, you know, I mentioned on social media, you know, the majority of the huge amounts of Irish people that we had in our town because of, you know, the Ireland versus Bulgaria football match that we got, and all of them were in my bar. Oh my god. So Irish people do not tip, first of all. And second of all, they, like, those dudes are so loud and so passionate about football. They managed to beat us, which is a first when they're here in Bulgaria. We've always beaten them, which is weird because Bulgarian football sucks. You should never watch Bulgarian football. So yeah, everything's over. The concerts are over. The Irish people are gone because the match was over on, you know, Thursday. During my last night shift on Tuesday, all of them were in my bar and I tore my jeans. I hate shopping. I think I've made this perfectly clear. I hate shopping. I hate malls. I hate everything. And I had to actually, on my day off, go and buy some new jeans. I hate that. But everything's over. And, you know, it's a Sunday. Like, Rob is aware. Silpy is aware because he was there when I was doing it. Sunday is day for cleaning the bar. And I'm always doing that. And it was challenging today. Every day, every Sunday when I cleaned, in my head, I'm hanging in my resignation every time. And I never do. Specifically icky. Yes, what?
When you got those jeans, were they apple bottom jeans and were the boots with the fur?
And were none of the club was look with... was looking at me. No.
Oh, damn. Okay. Because I was wondering if you...
And I could not get low, because okay. They were going to...
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. They were going to tear even more. Were you thinking about that throughout my entire story?
Every time. Anytime somebody talks about jeans, like I always... I don't know. It just goes back to that.
You're just a child.
Yes.
Yes.
Know that. I know.
You are a child. Yep. You know, those drapes behind you, they... Like, it would have been nice if they were solid red color, yeah. Because that way you would have been in the Black Lodge.
Yeah.
Everyone, watch Twin Peaks, please.
Yep.
Yes. Let's talk about Thena. You know what? Last week we had the thumbnail with the Thena thing. And, you know, in the title we had, corporate Thena. And we didn't even mention him.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it. Like, I messaged you right after.
Yeah,
like, we didn't even talk about him.
We didn't even talk about that. But since we're here, guys, hi. This is a wrestling show. It's not a, you know, anything but that show, guys. Thank you so much for joining us on this rare Sunday edition of our show. Thank you so much for taking out of your, well, you know, me time. It's a Sunday. Normal people, it's their day off. Not me, ever. So hi. Guys, please leave a like on the video. It helps us out a ton, a bunch. Please send us a super chat. It's the bottom of the YouTube live chat, the little dollar sign. You can send us a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. If you're watching on any other platform apart from YouTube, any amount will get your question or statement read live on the air. It makes us keep a little bit more of the proceeds on the Humper Chat, so you might as well, do it by that. Thank you so much. Again, please subscribe to youtube.com/Fightful. Please subscribe to this very channel, Fightful Overbooked. And last but definitely not least, please subscribe to Fightful Select. It is our bread and butter. A lot of interviews, Q&As. Ask Grapsity and the Discord, which I'm a granny and I don't know anything about, but might as well talk about wrestling now. Did anything happen this week?
Well, you know, like, are you talking the weekend, or are you talking about, like, just, like, overall in the week? Or do you want to start with Monday, where John Cena...
Okay, so was the comment from Jay that you highlight was, I'm Irish and I tip people. I also tip over because I have one leg. Sweetie, I love you.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, unfortunately. But yeah, Jonathan Cena on Monday last week, he... did the promo that we've been waiting for. We wanted to see what he had to say. And it was one of those all you people promo. And it was actually, I thought, a really good all you people promo. He talked about how the you can't
you
see
people.
Me was a joke at him for 15 years. And I thought it was a good promo. You know, like I wish he would have, like, I liked it. I thought it was a good promo. I think the one thing that maybe should have been explained more was why he did it. Was I wish he would have talked about the title a little bit more. But other than that, I mean, that's just a small little gripe for me. It's not anything major. Like, I thought it was a good promo. I think Cody could have said a little bit more, but from what I understand, they went over in time, so...
It wasn't about him.
Yeah, it was. It also wasn't about him either. So yeah, that's a good point. So I thought it was a great. I thought it was a very good promo. Crowd helped, and that poor kid was. man,
I see this kid in the future will be at Comic-Con signing autographs. Yeah. Yeah, he's a part of the family now. You know, the angry Miz girl, the Undertaker guy, the CM Punk crying dude. I mean, he's part of the family now. That's it. Okay, so the promo itself. He said that he is no longer looking for approval. And he was a victim for 25 years in an abusing relationship. He did mention heel and face. This is when people were turned off from this promo. I understand why, but it wasn't such a big deal for me specifically. But again, I totally understand why people thought that this was, you know, kind of annoying. It's this chick, you know, in the audience at AEW that said, oh, wrestlers know if they're going to win or not, because that was fucking stupid, man. Okay, let me say, that was really, really irritating. But yes. He did mention heel or face, and face. You know, Sean talked a lot about people, you know, actors using the phrase heel in, you know, TV series or movies or everything or anything. Let me just throw this out. Benjamin Horn in the second season of Twin Peaks told Aubrey that he was a no good heel. So, you know, second season of Twin Peaks has the word heel too. I pop immensely for that. Yeah, so he did mention that he changed himself a lot, but it was never enough for the audience. He was so good that he won a bunch and everyone hated him about that. No one asked him how he felt and, you know, about, you know, the entire situation. The fans stole his time. So he broke up with them, and which spiraled a lot of, you know, tweets and even people on Facebook. They're like, I'm not okay. I just got off of a 25-year-old toxic relationship. You know, Cena broke up with me. Can I not come to work? I popped for that. Yeah, so at that point, Cody came out and he said that, you know, the people gave him their best because they thought that he was special, and he was special. And then Cena called him a kid. You know it's serious when someone throws that. So Cody said that he wants to wrestle Cena, not this whiny bitch. Ooh, okay. So it's either the word kid or a bitch. So, yeah. It's one or the other. I'm glad that Cena is doing the tour around, you know, the European tour, because, you know, a lot of people can, you know, see him off while his, you know, last year is going on. I kind of thought that this was my favorite John Cena promo. It's, again, I did not mind the words heel or face and, you know, kayfabe promo time. But I didn't know what to expect whatsoever. Because like we all saw, he did not have the changed look like we were all expecting, you know, the suit and people calling him Mr. Cena was the thing that I was mostly looking forward to. This was mentioned in the True Heel Heat chat while we were doing the predictions. you know, for the pay-per-view.
Sure.
He said that he would not do that. He will never change himself for them anymore, that he didn't dress like him. They dress like... He would never dress like them. They will have to dress like him. So, yeah, it's a... Again, it's a... We still have a month until WrestleMania, and it all depends on what they do from now on moving forward, because I think they have something special when it comes to Cody and Cena. I do think that Cena should win, because they're already hyping SummerSlam as this huge thing, and this may be the time when Cody wins the championship back. I understand Cody's been a wonderful, you know, face of the company, and he's been doing a lot, and he's there for all the interviews, all the greets, and, you know, promoting and sponsorships and everything. I understand that, but let's do this for Cena as a, you know, I mean, I'll be cheering Cena for the first time in my life ever. I've never cheered for Cena ever. This is now intriguing to me. I do feel like he'll win the belt, then he'll lose it at SummerSlam, and then he'll turn face again. And this could be done because it's Cena. Everyone will forgive him for that. Like, believe me, I will have zero trouble with him, you know, being a heel and then turning face so soon after. We're going to be fine. It's Cena, it's wrestling, it's not that serious. But do you have any early predictions for that match? And what do you think of, you know, the title changing hands? Because, like, Cody's been a champion for a year. Kind of feel like that's enough. And then before Cody, we had a champion for like 15 decades in the eyes of Roman Reigns. We can deal with shorter reigns now.
Yeah, so what's going to happen, I think, is I think Cena's going to win. And I think, like, you know, a lot of things is a lot of people have been hinting at, like, The Rock when he did the first time he did the 3, then last time he did the 2. So they're thinking, like, each person's like a, like, each time's a different person. So I think the next one is going to be somebody helping John Cena get the victory. Not necessarily The Rock, but I think somebody's going to help Cena get the win. Who that is, I don't know yet. But I do think Cena will be winning the title, and I do think that he will likely lose it at SummerSlam. Will he lose it to Cody Rhodes? I don't think so. I think he might actually lose it to someone else. I think he might lose it to
CM Punk.
I could see CM Punk. I don't necessarily know if I see him in a title picture again, but I could see with their past and their history, I could see Randy Orton. I don't necessarily really care for that idea, but I could see it be Randy Orton. Or maybe they go with somebody like newer that they want. But
listen, we're living in a world where Randy Orton is a face and John Cena is a heel.
Yes. I know, it's crazy, huh?
No. I don't know. I don't even know what's happening anymore. Speaking of Orton, how are you feeling the whole Orton Kevin Owens thing?
I think it's been fine. The only thing is, when it comes to Randy Orton, I've said this on our show 100 times. I'm always like waiting for him to turn heel. Like, you know, it's just one of those things where it's inevitable. You know, it's just going to happen. Like, I don't know when, I don't know where, but it's just going to happen.
Isn't this the same thing with Kevin Owens?
Yes, it is. So it's one of those things where it's just like right now, I'm like, I don't really know how they could do it with, like, so that this time it's very interesting with Kevin Owens.
A double turn.
Yeah, but I don't see how they can do that again.
Like, no.
Now I don't. So.
I mean, what they did it perfectly once, and it was awesome. I don't think that there's any, you know.
Yeah. So the... I'm very curious to see what direction they go. I will be shocked if Cody does beat Cena at WrestleMania. I will be.
You know, the stupid thing is I can see it happening. I can totally see it happening. I hope not, because honestly, I kind of feel like people will turn on Cody at that time. The thing is, now that Cody... Listen, I know what everyone's going to say. Cody hasn't been champion for the entirety of which he came back to WWE. I can see it, and I kind of remember what a Cody without a title looks like. I do. But now that he actually has that championship, I don't feel like I can imagine an episode of Raw or SmackDown on whatever show he's on without him holding the main championship belt. And I'm not saying this as the biggest Cody Rhodes fan. I like Cody, but for now he's kind of a bit boring for me as a champion. Please do not come at me. that's why I'm rooting for Cena to win. And again, throughout this 1 year of title reign that he's had, I've only enjoyed one match, and this was, you know, the match with AJ Styles. Wonderful, wonderful match. Which reminds me, European crowds are insane. And I don't know why it took so long for crowds to start singing the wrestlers' theme songs. This thing with Randy Orton, you know, the people singing his song, started in France.
France.
Yes, it started there. I think, if I can remember correctly. It hasn't been the same since. And even when he turns heel, people will still be, you know, singing his song. I've made this perfectly clear on the show before. I don't enjoy Randy Orton matches. Like, I feel like they're all the same. Like, they're slow, methodical. That's not for me. No, action. I want wrestling. It depends on the people that are in the ring. I may enjoy Lucha Libre. I may enjoy the flippy dippy shit. But what I enjoy most is wrestling, just pure wrestling. And you're waiting to say something funny that will pop you?
No, it was just you saying that.
Okay.
Flippy
dippy shit?
Yeah, that just
popped me. Okay. Yeah, so, but like Randy Orton, no, like but having this opinion, if I'm in the crowd, I'm fucking losing my voice singing his theme song. It just happens. That is it. I know that he looks like the perfect wrestler. I understand that. But he's facing Kevin Owens, and I will always be rooting for Kevin Owens. If you've been watching our show at all, I always think that Kevin Owens is right. He can do no wrong. He did nothing wrong. Ever.
Yeah. Rob. No, I understand where you're coming from on that. The like Randy Orton, like the one thing that you stated that I understand, like, and I've heard this with other people too, with Randy Orton, is It's kind of like what Michael Cole says, vintage Randy Orton, because you see the same stuff. It's like the five moves of doom with Cena. You get the repetitive. They go with what works, and I guess that's the way I look at it. But it's entertaining, I guess. I don't know.
Absolutely. He may not be for me, but I will definitely miss him whenever he decides to retire from wrestling, because he brings out it. He may not be for me in ring, but he brings it out a specific intensity, you know, in matches and in feuds and everything, because he's really, really intense. And people are nervous around him in kayfabe, of course. And I've been enjoying him lately because you can kind of see that he's having the time of his life. He's really enjoying himself. And ever since the crowd started, you know, singing his song, he's been absolutely blown away. And I love that. I love that.
Yeah. No, it's been good. Anything else stick out for you on Monday?
Okay. Let's talk about the Rhea Ripley contract signing.
Okay.
So you're telling me that if I was in that crowd, I could have jumped the barricade. Mm-hmm. Took the contract from Adam Pearce, signed my name, and I would have been having a lot more money than me cleaning and, you know, cutting myself while cleaning all the time. I have nice hands. Why they must always be cut on different places? This sucks. I cannot have nice things. And I was wearing, you know, my new jeans today and everything, and they're all stained. Not the band. They're stained, and it sucks. I could never have nice things. So, yeah, I could have just signed a contract, and I don't think I would have been cleaning. I might have broken a nail in a wrestling match. God knows that Bianca and Io would murder me. Because I can't. So they were having a contract signing in the ring between Bianca and Io. Of course, Bianca won the Elimination Chamber. And Io is the new women's champion because she beat Rhea Ripley clean in the ring. So listen. This whole story has kind of made Rhea Ripley look kind of lame for me. And I can't believe this is even possible, because, like, why are you acting this way? Like, why this? I never thought that they would ever be able to ruin her for me, but this is the case. How are you feeling about it? Because what the hell?
It's very odd. I was not really expecting this to go out the way it is. I obviously don't know why they took the title off her in the first place, if they were just going to put her in a three-way match, you know, like I find that very odd. But you know, I don't know.
This is the legit question. I suppose that they just wanted to have Io as a champion heading into WrestleMania, but having in mind that Rob and I both adore Io Sky. She's one of my all-time favorite performers, but like this, not like that, like not because between Bianca and Rhea Ripley bickering all the time, Io looks like the third wheel, and she's the champion, and you don't ever want to do that to your champion.
That's, it's just, yeah, I don't know. It's, I mean, Yeah, they made her the third wheel, and it's weird, but because I have a feeling, and this is just my gut feeling, I think I think Jade's gonna get involved in that match right now, I think. Anyways, I think Jade's gonna get involved. And I think she's gonna cost Bianca.
Well, she did mention that, I don't know if it was in an interview or you know, a post or anything, that she didn't talk to Bianca throughout the entire time that she was injured because she didn't trust her as well.
Yeah.
So you think Jade is gonna...
It wouldn't surprise me.
Okay, okay.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't know what... obviously don't know what route they're going, but I'm just... thinking outside the box here, like, what could they do here? I think you have to keep the title on Io. I really do.
Yeah, because otherwise, why have the title change hands previously?
Correct.
It would make absolutely zero sense to me. So do you think Jade and Naomi is a match that will happen at WrestleMania?
Yeah, I do. I do think that's happening at Mania.
Okay, because on SmackDown this week, Jade faced Liv Morgan. Mm-hmm. And Jade got pinned. Was this the first time that... shocking. It's a random episode of SmackDown in Italy. I want to say Italy. No.
Yep. Yeah, they were in...
Yeah, they were in Italy.
Yeah,
sure.
Italy.
So... Yeah, I was shocked by that. Sure, a lot of shenanigans happened. Sure, of course, and Naomi getting there. But this was the first pinfall that Jade suffered ever since she debuted in WWE, right? Or am I wrong?
Yes. Okay. That's her first one.
Okay, so the first one happened on a random episode of SmackDown. So the first time that she lost. A month before WrestleMania, do you think that she... I mean, why not? Come to think of it.
Yeah. Your guess is as good as mine on this one.
They could be on the SmackDown before WrestleMania, or they could be on the Raw after WrestleMania.
Put them on Mania.
Well, yes, gladly, I will gladly take more than two women's matches on WrestleMania, because on the other hand, we have Charlotte versus Tiffany. Tiffany time! and God, am I going to be so mad if Charlotte beats Tiffany! Ridiculously mad, man. And I'm almost certain that this is the route that they're going for. Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't. I think Tiffany is going to win this. But
I'm glad that one of us thinks so.
They often suck.
You've been doing a good job recently. Don't sell yourself short. Apart from that, they can have Jade and Naomi, or they can have, you know, either of the Intercontinental or United States Championship in the women's division defended also, please. People are rooting for Lyra versus Becky, but... If you ask me, I would leave Becky for the Raw after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge Becky Lynch fan. I played her theme music for The Irishman. I think that she would be awesome for the Raw after WrestleMania. But granted, we have a month and we have no idea what's gonna, you know, be happening or, you know, anything. We did mention Liv. we've been seeing a bunch of dissension in the Judgment Day. So Dominic Mysterio has been whining about adding new members to the clubhouse. Obviously, a lot of people are speculating that one of the people is Aleister Black, the former Malakai Black. Yeah, you know the fog and smoke vignettes that they've been having?
Yep.
Pretty sure that's Malakai, Aleister.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Yeah, pretty sure. And we saw in a backstage segment before Dakota Kai's match that Karrion Kross was talking to Dominic Mysterio. And that's kind of interesting because Karrion Kross has been low-key having a lot of conversations backstage and he's been stirring the pot. And such a... I hope that people get interested in Karrion Kross because the dude deserves better. I know you're a huge Karrion Kross fan.
Yeah, big fan of his.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of his.
So I can't wait to see where this is heading. Mentioning Zelina Vega, you know, in relation to Aleister Black, we had a weird thing this week. So she wanted to throw her hat in the Women's United States title. Correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so Alba Fire came back after she was absent for a while, and she had Chelsea Green's back, and she's a part of the, you know, the security team with Piper Niven. I suppose all Scottish women are in cahoots with the Canadian. So I don't believe I've ever seen in cahoots in my life before. That's a weird thing to say. So they're her security now. And Zelina Vega has been backstage saying, I want the title. And I'm going to wait and then face you for the championship. Okay, that's fine. And then Piper Niven said that... I'm sorry, I cannot do a Scottish accent. If you want to face Chelsea, you're going to have to go through us first. And then she didn't. She just got beaten by Piper Niven, and that's the end of it. That's is that what we're doing? Because, listen, I love Zelina Vega. She played AJ Lee in, you know, the movie about Paige, that The Rock. Yeah. What was the name
Fighting
of the movie?
Fighting With My Family.
Fighting With My Family. Oh, yeah. And she did great. I love Zelina. She's really underrated in the ring because she rarely gets, you know, the opportunity to shine. She knows how to wrestle. And God help me, I want to eat food from her abs. What the hell are those? They're like plates. What is this? Drop the core exercise routine. Drop it. Give me. What the hell is that? So, yeah, hopefully after Aleister Black returns that they do something together because they're a power couple, man. Hopefully they do something.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I mean, well, I don't know. I would like to see them kept separate. I mean, I do hope they keep them separate. What I wanted to happen is I wanted, and I know I've said this on the show before, I wanted Aleister to cost Seth Rollins like a match. I want them to go into a feud because it's long-term storytelling. Bye. Let's go. Come on. Let's do this. That's what they need to do. It's there. It's right there for them. That's a story they can tell for, what, six, to 8 weeks, if not longer. It's right there. I mean, hell, Malakai used that whole gimmick while he was in AEW with the fake eye. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, hell, he deserves it, in my opinion. That's what they need to do. And if it was up to me, if they don't do it at WrestleMania, they need to do it the damn night after. That's when they need to do it. Like, right there. Right then and there. Now, I know they're probably putting him on SmackDown, so I don't think... but things can change. We know that, you know. But
I know the brand invitational crap or whatever.
Yeah.
Excuse that they're looking forward to bury the brand split or anything.
Yeah. Guys, feel free to get in your super chats or humper chats. We'll take them, answer your questions, get your super chat.
God knows we will take them. God knows. I will take.
Yeah, this is something too. Karrion Kross will be on Bloodsport.
Yes, he will. Thank you super for mentioning that because God knows I forgot. Yes, he will be.
Gabe Kidd was added to that as well.
Yes.
So
I mean, you absolutely need to watch Gabe Kidd wrestle live. I knew what I was getting into when I went to RevPro last year. Seriously, the dude talks exactly like he wrestles, and he wrestles exactly like he talks. Go watch AEW with Gabe Kidd. This is I kid you not. If you haven't, please go and watch it. First of all, RJ City. If he's not one of your favorites, you're living wrong. And that episode was at the same time extremely entertaining and so awkward. And I was kind of feeling uneasy as I was watching it, but I couldn't look away. It was so great. Amazing, amazing episode. But it's Gabe Kidd, so it's...
Yeah.
Yes. And by the way, turning back to the Alistair and Zelina, the only reason why I want them together is that this way they're going to push Zelina and she'll be on my television. And that's because they're clearly not going to do anything with her when she's, you know, they tried doing it with LWO. They really tried. And she had her moment in the sun in Puerto Rico, and that is it, man. By the way, they need to go back there because that crowd was more, please.
Fire.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just looking at the card for that Josh Barnett's Bloodsport 8. Natalya, Pete Dunne, Simon Gotch, Tim Thatcher, Tom Lawler, Layla Hirsch, Karrion Kross, Jonathan Gresham, Gabe Kidd, Yamashita, Tom, I think I said Tom Lawler already.
Yes.
Aoki, man, Konami, and I know I'm probably forgetting somebody, but man, that card's looking just stacked.
Stacked.
So, man, that's going to be good. That's what we're going to call good shit, pal. But, yeah.
If you have the opportunity, go see the show.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to AEW Maggie.
Cooper Effect.
Oh, Cooper Effect, you want to do that one?
Yes.
Okay, let's do Cooper Effect. Here we go. Maybe.
Guys, hi. This Cooper Effect I chose specifically because it's a story about a stork, and storks are extremely important during March in Bulgaria, because I'm absolutely 100% sure that I've told this story at least three times as old as the show. about what Bulgarians do on March 1st. We tie ourselves, you know, little bracelets made out of string, from white and red string. It can be, you know, something worn on your neck. It can be a pin or whatever, but it has to be white and red. It's a custom tradition. You know, there are a lot of, you know, origin stories about that. But here's the thing. It's a symbol of health and good fortune and everything. And they should stay on your wrist or, you know, on your neck or whatever until you either see a tree that has blossomed or you see a stork. Because in Bulgarian tradition and in these parts of the world, when you see birds that have flown south for the winter, when you see them come back, this is a symbol of spring coming. So when you see a stork, you take off your bracelets. They're called martinitsi in Bulgarian, martinitsi. So you take them off and you either tie them on a branch of a blossom tree or you put them under a rock and you make a wish. I feel like I've gone a bit, off track. But this stork is like the pictures were taken in Turkey, our southern neighboring country. So this is a fisherman. You know, the guy in the picture, he is this is what he makes money from. So this is abnormal friendship, you know, out of nowhere between him and this stork, you know, the photo of the stork that we saw. They've been friends for 14 years. 14 years, man. And the fisherman has been sitting in the lake all week to wait for his buddy, the stork. And every time that he comes back, he has a fish waiting for the stork and they catch up. The fisherman feeds, the stork some fish, and then the stork flies off because he's a part of, you know, that specific group of storks that are migrating to Africa for the duration of winter. So the fisherman was pretty upset because the stork was not there for like a full week, and he was really sad sitting in the boat with, you know, a bunch of fish waiting for, you know, the stork. And throughout the entire week, he did not give up. He continued waiting. And then his waiting paid off and the stork came back and they caught up. A wonderful, wonderful story. We love storks here in Bulgaria. Again, our, you know, national customs is a wonderful thing. I wish I had, you know, a bunch of bracelets, martinitsi here around me, so just so I can show you. But I do not. I really don't. They're on my dresser waiting for me. Because, I'm a bartender, and I'm always washing glasses. And if I have a bunch of, you know, bracelets on me, they're going to get wet, and then my shirt's going to get wet. And this is not the wet that I want. And that I just, you know, just remove them. I just remove them. And I'm just going to tie them on a... I broke, Rob. I'm sorry.
Wow. I'm surprised they even have storks in Bulgaria.
We do. We had a lot of storks.
That was a lot. That was for Ryan.
I know. He's not in the chat, though. No. He's blacking off.
Dedication.
Yes,
all right, man. Let's talk about John Moxley and his spike.
Ike the Spike. Well, it's Adam Copeland's spike of Ike. Ike.
We're gonna call him Cope.
Okay.
Because if we had to call Butch.
I didn't call him Butch once. I'm okay with the Walter and Gunther thing. Gunther. Yeah. I'm okay with that. My God, am I mad about them ruining Gunther. That's a totally different story. So I actually prefer this match than the one that they had from Revolution. Do you feel the same?
Yeah, this was a lot better.
Was it all because of the spike?
Oh, hell no. That was disgusting. I could have gone without that.
You know, I was at Wembley, you know, 2 years ago when... Okay, it wasn't Anarchy in the Arena match. It was it a Stadium Stampede match that he was a part of?
Moxley or Copeland?
Yeah, Moxley with Eddie Kingston. And
I think it was Stadium Stampede.
Yeah, it was, okay, something like that. It was something hardcore. That's it. So they had a moment in which they used the hammer and then they hammered something in his head.
Yeah,
and it was
sticks.
Wooden. Yeah, Penta stuck sticks in Moxley's head. Thank you for immediately remembering the thing that I'm talking about. So they were tied together. And then, you know, he hammered the thing. And then they were, you know, stuck in his head. That entire stadium. And I could not believe it. Again, I've been perfectly vocal about this. Those types of matches are not my thing. I'm 36 years old. I already have wrinkles on my face. I don't want additional ones from looking like that. Just please, no. I do not need that. I know that I will not stay young forever, but everything that I can, you know, please do not. Yeah, so that was... I actually laughed a lot because it looked so gruesome. Man, it's... And those are huge-ass nails.
Yeah, and what was... What I thought was funny about the whole thing was it got to the point where you could see Moxley. I don't know if you can read lips at all, but no. You could tell Moxley told Wheeler Yuta to go do your spot. You saw Wheeler Yuta kind of hesitate, and he gets out of the ring and then he runs around and then he just takes the table spot. If you read Moxley's lips, he says, go do your spot. So that's why, that's exactly what happened. Like, he was trying to get that out, and then all of a sudden, Moxley's just like, go do your spot. So he goes, and that's how, he just runs right into the powerbomb, into the table. So,
yeah.
So this is the thing. Most people who watch wrestling are not looking at that kind of stuff. Watch for that kind of stuff because that entertains me, because I like the production side of wrestling. I've always been interested in that. So when I go to a wrestling show, I know when somebody's coming out because I see the cameraman by the entrance, or whoever's coming out's getting pyro, that kind of stuff. Or when I see the producers in the crowd, I'm like, oh, somebody's coming through the crowd, you know, stuff like that. I always pay attention to that stuff. I always notice it. And reading lips is something I've done for a while with wrestling, and because I've always been interested in seeing how they call matches. And I can't always tell what they're doing or what they're calling, but sometimes you can,
Cena and is shouting.
You can hear him. Sometimes you can hear him. But sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes you can actually see him just sometimes having a conversation. There's been plenty of times where I've seen Stone Cold just talking shit. Just back in the day. Things like that.
Yeah.
It's just something that I've always had interest in. But that was what was funny for me, was seeing him go do your spot. And then all of a sudden you just see Wheeler Yuta just get out of the ring and then run around and just take that table spot. I loved it. There was nothing wrong with it because he did what he was supposed to do, but he was also trying to help Moxley, because what was happening was that was a scary situation. Like, how are they going to get out? Like, they weren't planning on this being like that. They were planning on being able to get this, like, right out. And that wasn't the case.
Nope. But it was not. Yeah. It was really gory. And it's not... Blood isn't a necessity when it comes to spots like this. For me, I'm not... Okay, I'm a woman. And contrary to popular... Yes. Contrary to popular belief, women do not get scared from blood because we see a lot of blood in our lifetime. So we don't care about blood. We care about stuff like that. You know, the wood sticks from your head, that was, what the hell was that? You know, those nails from your wet, and then do you remember the Moxley versus Kenny Omega match in which they had a bed made out of barbed wire? That, Jesus, no, stop it. It's,
they nearly died from an explosion. Sorry, that's just...
Stop it.
Yeah, like stop the Orange it. Cassidy fireworks almost.
It's... And, you know, you gotta feel for Renee, right? Because she's... Poor Renee. I mean, her entire life... Someone needs to be checking up on her constantly.
Yes.
Because this is her husband. And you know what? How they say, find what you love and let it kill you? This is probably wrestling for him.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. I mean, Darby Allin needs to find himself a proper girlfriend, and Renee and that girl are going to be friends forever because both of their friends, husbands slash boyfriends, just want to die in the ring, man. Comforting each other, you know. That's...
Yeah.
Anyway, Pete Ball is here.
Yes, and Pete Ball, yes, Mike Bailey.
Yes. Yes, he is.
That was cool to see.
What did you think of the four-way match that opened up this week's Dynamite?
I thought it was a good match. I thought it was an interesting way to see how they were going to keep the... I'm anxious for this match. I know that much. It's going to be a fucking killer match. I'm excited for.
Yes.
That's really about it. Like, I didn't care for the finish, but they did it to make it make sense, at least. So, I mean, even though I didn't like it, they did it to make sense. I don't see Kenny Omega... I don't know. Like, this is interesting. What do you? I want to hear your thoughts on this.
Okay, first of all, the four-way was a magnificent match. I really enjoyed it. Yeah. Because Orange Cassidy taking two back-to-back shooting star presses from Speedball and Ricochet was so funny to me. And Mark Davis being the powerhouse in this match was really good. He did a one-arm power bomb, and I kind of feel like he's been kind of underrated when it comes to you know, big guys in AEW. So the thing is that both Speedball and Ricochet pinned Mark Davis at the same time, whilst Ricochet had the rope leverage. So they're going to have a three-way.
I let the dog out, so I'm just checking.
Okay, yeah, I was asking, is this the dog, or are you just, you know, having fun with the drapes?
No, I just let the dog out. Baja Men style.
Oh. yeah, so the thing is, they have a lot of time until Dynasty comes around. The thing that they could have done Speedball versus Ricochet to determine who gets to be, you know, here's the carpet.
This is my brother's one.
This is Reese. Oh no. Oh, this is Reese. Oh, okay. Yep. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. This is actually the sister of my parents' one.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay, so I wasn't that far off.
No.
I love dogs. So, is the dog going to go outside again? Or?
No, she's just chilling right beside me.
No, she's just... You can put Reese on the camera, too. Yeah,
like, probably get more views.
Who's a good girl?
Wake up.
Hi! Oh my gosh, she's so fuzzy!
Say hello to the people.
Hi! Guys, last chance for your super chats for Reese.
There you go.
Pretty cute little... Hi! Oh. Yeah, okay, back to wrestling because I'm just going to, you know, die. Yeah. So, yeah, like I was saying, they could have done a match between Speedball and Ricochet to determine who gets to face, you know, Kenny and Dynasty, because Dynasty is on April 6th. They have time. It's not like it's this weekend or anything. So yep. They have time, but they're still going to do that. But here's the thing. Ricochet versus Speedball Mike Bailey is a singles match that is worthy of a pay-per-view. I suppose that this is the reason why they're pushing it back. Yeah, so we get to have a three-way. So our friend, Doc Chris Mueller, we love you, sweetie. He did an interview with Speedball. And you guys already know what I'm about to say. Every time Doc interviews someone and he's willing to send me, you know, the... audio from that interview, I always listen to that audio while I'm running errands, and it's my favorite thing in the world. First of all, Speedball Mike Bailey is a wonderful, wonderful person to talk to. This is something that I've shared with Chris. I told him, you know, I feel like all of, you know, our world problems, you know, that we've been having with wars and poverty and everything. This is, you know, my perspective. I feel like all of this can wait. We can push pause on all of these problems until we figure out how the mullet came back into style. And then when we figure this out and stop it from happening, we can go back to our normal hatred towards each other, but we need to unite here. I understand. Listen, Dominic Mysterio looks absolutely fabulous with that mullet because he's supposed to be a fucking asshole. But you know, all of our other favorite wrestlers are also having mullets, and I will not stand for this. So, of course, Chris talked to Mike Bailey about, you know, the epic mullet because he's been having a hardcore mullet for months now, and I'm not here for that. I'm so not here for this. And I was like, you had a wonderful opportunity to ask him to take off that mullet, and you didn't. So, yes. Speedball mentioned and he praised Kenny Omega a lot. And, of course, we're going to get to see them wrestle each other, and that is so great. Already match of the night for me, by the way. Already match of the night. I do not see Kenny Omega losing because I do feel like he will face Okada at All In for the unification of those two championships, the Continental Championship, because they're not going to call it Intercontinental Championship. And
would it help if
yes,
I remind you that there's a scene. In, have you ever seen this movie? I doubt you have, but
Joel Dirt, no.
Yeah.
I keep hearing Sean talking about it, and it's just
Sean talked about it a lot, but there's a scene in there. It's just all I'll say is, would it help if I still never mind? I'm not gonna go there because it's just some of the people that have seen this movie. No, it's okay. I'm not gonna go there. It's just a funny scene, and I can't really do it justice. So. Somebody else can talk about it in the chat if they want to, but I'm not because we're just not going to go there.
It's about it the sex and sparkles thing, right?
Yeah, it's a sex scene in the movie, and it just
it
just made me laugh like hell because that was the last thing I was expecting for Jamie Priestley's character to say to David Spade in the movie, and that's all. It just, but anyways. The other thing I was going to bring up about AEW Dynamite was how they ended with Dax walking out, not putting his hand out for Cope.
Ooh, yeah, we forgot about that. Okay, so FTR have been acting a bit like pricks recently, you know, with their thing with the Undisputed Kingdom.
Yep.
And this isn't all of a sudden thing because like they've been having these things on Collision and on Dynamite. So if you've been paying attention, because I saw a lot of people, oh, where did this come from? Well, they've been pricks for, you know, quite some time now. So Dax has been, so he basically walked off. They tried helping Copeland, but, you know, it didn't happen. So Dax walked out. He refused to help Adam Copeland up, and he just walked out. And then Cash, he was puzzled about it, but he still, you know, joined Dax because, you know, it's a brotherhood, man. And, I saw Sean talking about this. Do you think that this is heading towards FTR versus Christian and Copeland?
I don't know.
Because I know that when Christian and Copeland are in the same company, you have to expect them teaming at some point and having, because they're in the place where on paper is the best tag team division in wrestling history. On paper, because it's been kind of lacking recently, because what the hell is that? So you cannot possibly have the best tag team of the past versus probably the best tag team ever in the eyes of FTR. It's right there. I think it's a match that will absolutely put asses on seats. It's not necessarily for me, but
look, you know, I'm an FTR guy, like I am, but I honestly would rather see Young Bucks versus Edge Christian personally.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think mainly because it's just so the old with the new, like, you know, like I think it's a better matchup too. That's just me. That's just my opinion.
You'd rather see Copeland Christian versus the Young Bucks.
Now that you say it out loud, I'm kind of like, I kind of want them equally more than anything.
I'll tell you what I want to see. Really, really bad. I want to see FTR versus the Outrunners and FTR murder the guys. This is what I want to see. Or any other team killing the Outrunners. This is what I want to see. Like all your favorites have to lose, you know.
Brian Cage and Lance Archer. Is what you're saying?
They try. They fucking try.
I knew that'd set you off. That's why I brought it up.
I miss the Young Bucks, man. I miss the Young Bucks so much.
And what the hell are those guys doing? Man.
They've been backstage, reportedly.
Yes, yeah. Suppose. Yeah. We got a super chat. FTR versus Christian and Cope could work, but I think Christian can't turn face until very late in that run. Thank you for the super chat, Soupy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sweetie, for the super chat. Jade, I thought... Okay.
Jade with her heel turn.
No, I'm basically the heel here. Everyone's against me. And you're all wrong, by the way. The Outrunners suck.
Maggie Cena over here.
Hey, I've always been kind of a tweener. I hope for kids to fall or get hurt a lot. Fuck them kids. And
I get it.
You know. The only thing that makes me kind of a face is the fact that I love animals and I want to cuddle them and everything. Yeah, yes, Corey, they have been bucking around. So Christian is heading towards this thing with Nick Wayne. And I'm kind of anxious to see where this goes because Nick Wayne is an incredibly fascinating character for me because he was an awesome babyface. And he has the face for both heel and a babyface. Again, he was an awesome babyface, but then when he turned heel, that face kind of transformed into a punchable thing. And now he's standing up to father Christian, and he should have stood up for his mother too. By the way, just throwing it out there.
Yep.
But she was a kind of a bitch, so it's... You can read it, not only
trying. Oh, I thought you were. Sorry.
No.
Scott says, I think Christian can as early as this week after what Mama Wayne and Kip and Nick did without Christian being there last week. Christian could say he didn't give them the okay to do that. So Scott's basically saying that Christian can as early as this week. Oh, I think he's trying to say that the face turn can happen this week, I think is what he's saying. Maybe I just missed.
Well, he was a prick to Nick, and Nick had a, I don't know.
So, but, other than that, so Fightful Select reported that there's a new WWE internal roster. Somebody's on the internal roster in WWE who goes by the name Jeff Cobb.
Jeff Cobb.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
And this isn't a negative thing for Jeff Cobb. I always felt that Jeff Cobb was an amazing part of New Japan. Briefly, for about a match or two, he was a part of AEW when it comes to the Chris Jericho part of the things. I always felt that Jeff Cobb is everything I wished Rhino was.
Okay.
I was never a Rhino fan. I understand, the goofiness, the silliness, and the gore and stuff. But like Jeff Cobb, man, you cannot have the size and move that way in the ring. I know in this day of age in wrestling, we say this a lot about, big size wrestlers. Because they're way more athletic and they're not as stiff as they used to be back in the day. But Jeff Cobb is 42? Is he 42? I kind of want to say he's 42.
I can check. I don't know.
Yeah, please check. And this is why I'm shocked. Is because 42. Okay. So I was glad when WWE signed the Motor City Machine Guns, because they have, like, that tag team division can use all the help it can get. And when you have people like Chris Sabin and Alex Shelley, tag team wrestling veterans, and they can teach those tag team people a lot. So you can have them with an awesome run with the tag titles, and then just turn them into coaches and morph this tag team division into the best tag team division that wrestling can ever have. And that's why I saw zero problem with them signing the Motor City Machine Guns. I wonder what they're going to do with Jeff Cobb. I really do. I thought that he was going to be an awesome asset to the Royal Rumble because it's the Rumble. And I'm anxious to see where this goes now. And I will immensely pop if he's the newest member of the Judgment Day. Like, he's going to be so much the odd one out. I cannot even.
Yeah. It's... be interesting to see. What else you got?
I feel like that's it. Right. Osprey versus the AR Fox was such a fun match.
Yeah.
A wonderful. But it's Will Osprey and AR Fox. I see no trouble here.
Yeah, the only other thing I was going to bring up was the we got a triple threat match heading into Mania now officially, which we thought
God, that segment from this Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, CM Punk, that was really
versus
good.
Seth Rollins versus, or aka Grimace versus Roman Reigns, taking place at WrestleMania. I mean, this is pretty much what we were expecting once they announced that Cena, once we figured that Cena was going to be part of the main event picture, we pretty much thought this was going to be a main event match at Mania, or this was going to be a match at Mania anyways. Do you think this is the right call? A triple threat match between these three?
A triple threat, yes. Usually, because I've said this before on our show, I see zero point in a triple threat if there's no title involved. But in this instant, I'm going to give them a pass because all three of these people are probably the main characters in the show that is, you know, WWE as a whole. Bryn, I do actually think that Roman, Punk, and Seth should main event night one of WrestleMania, because I've been vocal about this before. I understand why when you have two nights of WrestleMania, at one of the nights should be main evented by women. Of course it should, but not because they're supposed to. Not because they're supposed to. The main event should be worthy of a main event. And I feel like this is the biggest deal. For me personally, it's a bigger deal than Cody and Cena. But this is just me. I really hope that in the upcoming weeks, Seth Rollins brings up Dean Ambrose in a promo. I really do. I feel like it's right there. I mean, he can just say lunatic fringe and everyone's going to know what he's referring to. Yeah, so any night of WrestleMania should be main evented by women because they themselves made it into a big deal. Yes, they made a huge brawl between Tiffany and Charlotte, but that awkward interview side by side that they had was it this Friday? I kind of feel like it was 3 years ago. But like, yes, it was this Friday. And they were in, you know, kayfabe separate rooms. And they were divided by, you know, the screen. You know, the interview was a bit awkward. It was not for me. But yeah, the match will be what it is. I will be raging on this show if Charlotte wins the match. Yes. But yeah, I do feel like this triple threat should be main eventing night one of WrestleMania. We still have no idea what the favor is between Punk and Paul Heyman. He did bring that up during the promo. But yeah. It's
probably just a ride to the airport, something stupid.
Sure. Or Paul Heyman watching Larry.
Yeah.
During the match.
Yeah, because April's gone. She went out of town with her friends for a bachelorette party. So, but
with Caitlyn.
Yeah.
Because they got the photo of Caitlyn and AJ.
Before we get out, that main event for SmackDown was badass. Street Profits versus Los Garza. That was a hell of a match.
Hell of a match. I'm so happy that Street Profits are tag team champions again. That was... So let's end our show with a bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
Finger bang. Finger bang, bang. I'm gonna finger bang, bang you into my life. Girl, you want a finger bang and that's all right.
Soupy. You know what you got to do.
Hey, it's Salt Park. It's not me. It's Trey Parker and Matt Stone. It's not me.
It works. It works. He knows what to edit there
for. Finger banging? Yeah, it works.
Yes.
Yes. So. DIY suck now. Guys, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm sorry, they do. They do. Like, I cannot believe that they took two of my favorite NXT wrestlers and probably one of my favorite tag teams ever in the face of DIY, and they made it suck. I'm sorry. This is awful. Tommaso Ciampa was my favorite NXT wrestler. And I couldn't wait to see Tommaso Ciampa versus Cody Rhodes. And I could not care less right now. This sucks so much. Do you agree, or do you like?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care for the storyline, but I mean, I know what you're saying, but hopefully they'll get back to fixing them. You know, like fixing their story, because yeah, I get it. So, I get your point. Is the easiest way for me to say it.
Yes.
So,
I thought it was gonna be way more controversial. So, thank you. Yeah, because it's stupid for me too. Again, I adore Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano. Johnny Gargano was Johnny Wrestling, and now he's just like Johnny, and that's it. That sucks. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this special Sunday episode of Coexisting. We promise we will be back at our regular scheduled programming this upcoming Friday, hopefully, fingers crossed.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Same time, same channel. Please subscribe to Fightful Overbooked. After you've done watching our show, please leave a comment below. It helps us out a lot with the algorithm, and the algorithm fucking hates us. Thank you so much again. Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK, on Instagram at Maggie.IK. And on Blue Sky at Maggie-IK. Again, this is the weirdest thing ever. Rob, please plug your shit too.
Well, I got some jokes. I might have told two of these. I know there's one that I haven't told. So you can tell me if I told either one of these first two. What does a perverted frog say? Rub it.
See, you've said this before and I still...
Oh, okay. You forgot? Okay. Yeah. And then what is the scariest plant in the forest? Bamboo!
My sister's gonna love that last one.
Okay. And then a dad joke.
Sure.
I went to the doctor because I broke my arm in 6 places. He told me I should stop going to those places.
Yeah.
Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X. I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob. Want to say thank you very much for tuning in today on this, like Maggie said, the special edition Sunday episode of Fightful Over Books Coexisting. Want to say again, thank you very much for tuning in. We will see you guys this Friday, 3:00 Eastern. And who knows what's going on? Don't know what we got planned. I know we got Cena is going to be on Raw tomorrow night. Cody will be on Raw tomorrow night. Lyra Valkyrie is defending her
title.
Lyla, her sister. Lyra Valkyrie is defending her title against... damn it. Who is it? Is it? I think it might be Raquel, I believe. Raquel Rodriguez, I believe. I could be wrong. But we got that going on. So we'll see. But, I want to say thank you very much for tuning in, and we will see you guys on Friday. So, peace out, everyone. Talk to you soon. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.